We spent the last week discussing mostly about the dinim of a Kohen Gadol, the cover of the Kohen Gadol, the eidus of the Kohen Gadol, the judging of the Kohen Gadol. Much of the rest of the parak we're going to discuss the dinim of a melech. So today we're going to discuss in particular the halachas of the melech, the ability to judge or not to judge. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll discuss the eidus of a melech, and then the following day we'll talk about the cover of a melech. So the Gemara talks about in the bottom of Yud Tesam and Aleph, based on the Mishnah, the din is that a melech lo don v'lo donin oso, that a melech cannot judge, nor can one judge the melech. So Rav Yosef comes as mechadish this din. He's mechadish at lo shanu el malcha Yisrael. This is only true of a king of the chelek Yisrael, that point in Nevi'im, point of history, where they split the malchus between malcha Yisrael and malcha Yehuda. So only malcha Yisrael is subject to this restriction of no din, of a malcha based David don v'donin oso. But the Malchus based David ben Yehuda, so they would have the ability to judge, and you could judge them as well. How does he know this? So he quotes a pasuk, Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, in Yirmiyahu, based David kama Hashem, dinu laboker mishpat. The based David is a family, a house, a whole kingdom that judges, and therefore, v'i lo dinin le inin hechi dinin. So they judge. Now, if they're going to judge, they also must be judged. That's based on the pasuk. The Gemara already brought the second time in the parak in Tzfanya, v'skoshu v'koshu. So you have to first kasha atzmacha, harkach kasha achem. You need to fix yourself. So you need to be judged in order to judge others, and that's the cloud that Beis David is able. They're able to judge. Before you continue, bite in the Gemara. So I felt this is an important point to bring up this yesod. Maybe you've seen this, maybe not, but if you've never seen this before, you're going to start seeing it many, many times throughout your learning, which is a well-known taz. A well-known taz, the Tosfos Rush, you know, Rasikowski mentioned to me when he saw Tosfos Rush, the taz jumped to right to his mind. So anyone who knows his taz, if he read the Tosfos Rush, he'd see this mamish the taz. So the Tosfos Rush teaches us, he asks the question, he said, what kind of raya is this? They're telling us, because they're about to bring the mice of Yanah HaMelech, Yanah HaMelech took place after the Pasuk. So the fact that we're bringing a raya that Beis David is able to judge based on the Pasuk that predated the Gezerah, so what kind of raya is that? So he ended up saying that, Mi lo halo kasha, this is no question in the Gemara, Dilma mistava kevin da Kadosh Baruch Hu tziva lem behedya lodun, since the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a explicit tzivoy that Beis David should judge, lo hayu chachamim goes in a land shlo lodun. Chachamim would not, maybe they have no right, to override a mefurish pasuk in the Torah. For them to be gozer and to say that Malchus Beis David can judge, and the pasuk clearly says they have the ability to judge, so they can't do that. They cannot root a pasuk that says something. And there's a taz, he says, a few places. The one I brought, the one the Shaar HaMelech brought, is the one by this Yischara, we discussed last week by Temen Halacha, this Yischara. In that context, without bringing the whole raya, the taz has this klal, that the Chacham will never create a gzera that goes against a mefurish pasuk. They'll never create a gzera that's going to oker an entire pasuk, even though a pasuk is not telling us a mitzvah per se. It's just telling us a story that Beis David, they judge. For them to say Beis David doesn't judge, they're in essence uprooting the pasuk. Everything in the Torah is eternal, even in Natnach is eternal. So for the Torah to tell us Beis David is going to be done, they can't uproot such a pasuk. That's the klal, that's the yesod. And the Kesem Mishnah says the same thing as well. The Kesem Mishnah says this din, not, he predated the Taz, but he asks similar questions. And the Kesem Mishnah, Hilchos Melachim, writes that Kevin Shematzinu beBeis David Shehizker Kasev, it describes Beis David as Dino Laboker Mishpat. So he says, Lo Hayu Gozen HaMelech Lo Dun V'Lo Dunin, so they cannot make such a Gzeira, Shlo Lachlok Al Diver Kasev, says the Kesem Mishnah. They can't argue on the Pasuk. And the footnote here on the Franco Rambam, the quoter Kivi Eger, who has the discussion here, who quotes the Shaar HaMelech, this is where the Shaar HaMelech, who quotes the Tosfos Rush, this is the Yesod, that their roots of this Taz is found in the Kesem Mishnah earlier, who predated the Taz, and even earlier than him came the Tosfos Rush, who had this Yesod, that Chacham will not make a Gzeira and uproot an entire Pasuk.
Does this get involved in the
Sugya
of Oker Dover in the Torah?
No, because that will never Oker a Dover entirely from, so let's say, for example, Shofar on Shabbos. You still blow Shofar the next day. Or they won't, if not this year, the next year. But we ocher an entire mitzvah, that'd be Baal Tigra. This is not even Baal Tigra, it's not even a mitzvah. It's just when the pasuk has a description, has a storyline, and they'll say something, the Chacham will not say something against such a storyline. So that's just an important so to keep in mind. Now, continuing in the Gemara tells us the Maisa, so that's how we know Beis David is able to be done v'dan in Osa. So how come Malchai Yisrael, my time alone? Sure, Maisa Shehoya, a strange Maisa. Yeah, the Mefarshim talk about the whole life of Yanai Melech. Is it one, this different stories about him? Was it the same Yanai Melech? Was it before this story, after the story? But this is a strange story. And he had an Eved who had murdered someone, and he was called to the Din Torah because the Baal of the Eved, the Baal of a Behemah, has to be present if it's his property is being judged. He was called to the Din Torah, and he was told to stand on his feet. And Shimon ben Shetach, who said, it's not me, it's Kadosh Baruch who's telling me to stand on the feet. And Shimon ben Shetach was very strong, and many stories about him as well in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that he's a very strong Dayan. And Yana challenged him and said, you're telling me to stand? So what are your other friends telling you to do? Are the Dayanim agreeing with you that I should stand on my feet? And Shimon ben Shetach turned around, and the Gemara explains how they buried their heads, that they were scared of the Yana HaMelech. And he had some powerful statement, Shimon ben Shetach, Baal Machshavos Atem, you guys are just fake. Let Baal Machshavos HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and punish you, and they all died. And because this Maisa Shehaya, they were gozer, that never again should we judge a Melech Yisrael, not because they're great, but because they instill fear in everyone around them, all the Dayanim. And if you have the Parish Mishnayos and the Rambam in a couple of places describes, you don't have the Rambam speak in such language like this, but he speaks about how bad Malchus Yisrael was. They are varyanim malchusam, they were terrible in their averos, he writes, lo mishabchin ashilfus, they didn't praise those who were humble. Lo hayu nichnon ledivrei Torah, he writes, they did not humble themselves, they did not lower themselves to divrei Torah, to follow psak halacha. As opposed to Malchus Beis David, he explains back here, they knew the Torah, and shiflus was not something evil in their eyes, they actually tried to achieve such high levels of humility, and they followed the Torah. And he echoes this point of the distinction between Malchai Beis David, Malchai Beis Yisrael, in two places in the Rambam. A person could try to figure out, he says different reasons in different places, all very similar. I'm not being medactic in the different reasons, but just to go through, the Rambam writes that Malchai Yisrael, they were gozer not to judge, because Liban Gasbehen, they were very, very haughty. V'yavo behen min davar takala v'hefzid al das, and it's going to lead to terrible things. And in Hilchos Eidus, he speaks about how strong they were, bal yizroa they were, and they were not nichnen tachas al hadayanim, they did not put themselves beneath the weight, the strength of the dayanim. So all very similar reasons, but again, different focus. But that's the basic reason that they were bali gaiva, they were not bali anava. And for this reason, Malchai Beis David had the ability to judge, but not Malchai Yisrael. That's the Talmud of. So I don't know if you know how far you got to go through the Maror Komos. Hopefully you got a chance to read through the Gemaras to fill the gap. But there's an interesting discussion in Ala Torah about the story of Tamar, Yehuda, that whole Maisa. And Ramban writes, he says this line, if you look at number 5, he's trying to explain, first he explains what she did wrong. Was she Nashus Ish? Was she is a Zika Labal? Was an Indian of Yibum? But then the last paragraph in the Ramban is discussing what gave Yehuda the right, what gave him the right to judge this case. What gave him the right to judge the case? So he says, Nir Ali Shahaya Yehuda Katzin Shoter Moshe Baritz, he was the king, he was the ruler. And the Kala, his daughter-in-law, who is Mizana, does not get judged like the regular Mishpat Shar Hanashim. When you're in the royal family, you don't get judged like the regular court system. Mivaz the Malchus, it was disgraceful to the Malchus, and therefore Yehuda took her out to burn her. It wasn't based on a normal judgment. He was the king. It wasn't through Bezdin, it wasn't through Sanhedrin, it was through Malchus. There's different types of judgments. We'll see a little bit later on, Raj Manatos is about this. But it wasn't through Din. It was to Malchus. Malchus is a different way of punishing. But Baal Turim asks, he raises that those who point out the question from our Mishnah here, he says, wait a second, we have a klal that a melech lo dan v'lo dan in oso. It raises this question. And he asks another question, which we didn't learn yet together, b'dinei nefashos, maschil min atzad. So he has an interesting question, interesting territory, which itself is fascinating, that Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yehuda were all the Dayanim. He wasn't judging by himself. There was a whole Din Torah that was there. Seemingly you need Chaf Gimel, you need 23 people, though it's not such a great answer because you need 23 people. These are always fun shilas to deal with, the various halachas in Al Torah. But comes off the stipler. The stipler says that I don't understand the question. The question doesn't make any sense. The answer is that Yehuda was Malchus Beis David. The Mishnah says, Lo Danim, Lo Danim, so according to Yosef, it's only true by Malchi Yisrael. But Malchi Beis David, Yehuda was, he was the creator of Malchus Beis David. He was the first Melech of Malchus Beis David. He says, it's not a Shiloh. Malchus Beis David is allowed to Danim, Danim, so. And that's how he explained it. So just a nice, cute application of this din. But we see this distinction between Malchus Beis David and Malchi Yisrael. So I want to go through now the different areas we see the ability of Malchus Beis David to be judged, to Dan V'Danenosa. I said, before I do that, actually, we have to raise the question with this distinction between Malchus Beis David and Malchi Yisrael. We have to raise the question of what is the status of a Malchi Yisrael? Do they have a din of a Malchi or not? Malchus Beis David certainly has a status of Malchus. Certainly is a din of a melech and all the dinim. We have to raise the question whether that's true also of Malchi Yisrael. So the real din of a melech. So take a look. If you didn't get a chance here on Daf Chaf Mabez, I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit. But the Mishnah tells us, the Gemara tells us there that all the halachas that are said in the Parsha of the Melech, which is Parsha Shoftim, so that he's allowed to do whatever he wants, pretty much, the king. He could take property, he could take vineyards, he could plow through houses and make roads. The Gemara says, "Kala Omer beParshas Melech, Melech Mutar Bo." That's the first wide line on Chaf Mabez. Again, "Kala Omer beParshas Melech, Melech Mutar Bo." He's allowed to. So Tosos there asks a question. The only Tosos in the Daf here, he says, "How is that? So how come Achav was punished? Achav had played a whole trick on Navos. Navos was next door to him, next to." Yushalayim had a beautiful kerem. He wanted the kerem. And he asked to buy it for Navos. Navos refused to sell it to him. And he made up a whole story. Ended up killing him. And he said he was mordered by Malchus. So Achav was punished for doing this. Achav was a melech of Russia. And he was punished for doing this, for getting involved in Navos. The Tos asked the question, why was he punished? The melech is allowed to do whatever he wants. He could take any property he wants. He could take the kerem. So he tried doing a nice thing. He said, listen, I'll pay you for it. Instead of confiscating it, I'll pay you for it. And Navos refused. So he took the property from Navos anyways. And Achav was punished for doing so. So what did he do wrong? He's a melech. So Tosfos gives a few different answers. One answer he says, the heter of a king taking what he wants is only true to take it for his avadim. There's no heter for taking it for himself. That's one explanation. Each answer is a whole shir in its own right. So the other answer is that he could take it for free, but he's not allowed to buy it from him. How that works exactly, it's another explanation. And the other explanation, he says he was trying to take the kerem to use for avodah zarah. That's why he was punished. He then quotes another opinion that you're only allowed to take fields that are far from the city. The further from the city, that means they were less valuable. But if they're mamish in the center of town, more valuable, that there was no such heter. And then he says the only heter was only to stay makneh, which means a property that he bought on his own, but stay achuzah, that's part of the Yerusha of his father and grandfather, that was not allowed. But it's the final answer that we want here. The final answer that Tosfos writes, you look at the last five lines, he says, Inami. The Parshas Melech, that which is mutter to a king, lo nemerak al hamelech shenimlech al kol Yisrael v'Yehuda. It's only true of a king who was ruling over the entire tzibur, all of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael v'Yehuda together, u'me'eis ha'makom, and with the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'achav lo malach al Yehuda v'gam lo malach al me'eis ha'makom. He only ruled over Yisrael, and he also did not come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. It was against Ratzon Hashem. So we see clearly from here, this Tosos, that a melech malchi Yisrael, only of Yisrael, is not considered a melech. He does not have the dinim of a melech. Seemingly, it would be the same, perhaps, about a melech Yisrael, a melech Yehuda as well. You have to have melech on kol Kol Yisrael. Bein Yisrael, Bein Yehuda. That's the understanding of Tosfos. Now, the Ran takes issue with this Tosfos. It's not in front of you. The Ran says, I'm trying to find this line here. Here we go. He argues in Tosfos and says, Adirab. He says, Lekele Meimar Dilo Himlichu La'achav Min Hashemayim. Don't tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not anoint Achav king. He says, Adarabba, Ava Mored B'malchus Beis David, Shaisa Kayames Bosesha, Shari Hashem Yisbarach Kara HaMamlacha Bin Beis David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tore apart Malchus Beis David. Rak Mishevet Yehuda Levado. V'chol Melech Shim Lichu Aseres HaShvatim Aleim Din Melech Yesha L'chol Davar. Anyone who's king over the Aseres HaShvatim, the rest of Klai Yisrael, even though they didn't have Shevet Yehuda, that has a din of Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made that happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated the kriya, the tearing apart of the Malchus, and he does have a din of a Melech. So according to the Ran, Malach Yisrael certainly does have a din of a Melech, and all the halachas of this Gemara call Omer v'Parshas Melech, Melech Mutibo. Even if he's just a Melech al Klai Yisrael, on the Aseres HaShvatim, Malach Yisrael has a din of a Melech. And seemingly, Malchus based David would also have a din of Melech, according to the Ran. Tosfos, certainly Achav and anyone who's Malchus Yisrael only does not have a din of Melech. If one has a din of Malchus based Yehuda, one could raise the question, it's Pashas of Tosfos, that's not good enough either, you need everything. But it's Mashra from the Ramban, that Ramban al-Torah, that even Malach Beis David would have a din of Melech if it was that alone. He doesn't seem to be talking about having a full Malchus over all of Klai Yisrael. But he gets involved in this discussion. Perhaps you've seen this before. The Ramban talks about the Pasuk in Vayechi Lo Yaseh Shevet Yehuda, that the Shevet, the Malchus, the staff of Yehuda will never cease to exist in the Zera Yehuda. And the Ramban goes so far to say that there's really an Issur D'oraisa. Lo Yaseh Shevet Yehuda means an Issur D'oraisa for someone else to take that Malchus, to take that away. And he writes that once David was given the Malchus, anybody else who takes this over Maldas Avim v'Mavir Menachala, they're violating the Das, they're violating the Isser. He goes on to explain fascinatingly that the Chashmonaim, in the times of the story of Hanukkah, Malchus Beis Sheni, they were the kings. And he says that was against their nature. He gets a little bit Kabbalistic, doesn't elaborate, but the Kohanim are Chasidei Elyon. They're involved in the Indian of Ava and Chesed, and Malchus is a din of Gvur. Those who learn this far might appreciate this. And he says, even though they did wonderful things and they orchestrated the whole miracle of Hanukkah, in the end of the day, they were punished. And how do we know they were punished? Because the Gemara Babasa Daf Gimel Mabez tells us that there was a Hordus became the king. He was not a Jew. And he wanted to marry into the royal family, so he wanted to marry. There's one girl left from the Beis Chashmonai, the Gemara says. He figured if he married her, he married the princess, he'd marry into Malchus, he'd have the kingdom. So she did not want to marry Hordus, and she jumped off the roof, the Gemara says. And before jumping off the roof, she was the last man or last woman standing of Malchus Beis Chashmonai. She announced anybody who claims they come from Beis Chashmonai, they're nothing more than an Eved. Hordus was an Eved, actually. He was an Eved who became king somehow. And the Gemara said he preserved her body in honey and to claim he married her. But in the end, there was no one left from the family of Chashmonai. Why? The Gemara doesn't explain. The Ramban al-Torah says, you know why? Because they violated the Issur L'Yasur Shevet Yehuda. They violated this Issur that only Malchus Beis Yehuda could be the kings. So certainly Achav and others who come from other Shvatim would also not be B'chlal Malchus. So we have different opinions whether or not Malchus Yisrael was even a king, considered a real king. So Gemara says it's a gzera they couldn't done, but Mirkadin they could judge. But we could dig even deeper whether they have a din of Melch. So Ran says certainly they do have a din of Melch. And Toso says they certainly do not have a din of Melch. Open question about Malchus Beis Yehuda. Ran says Malchus Beis Yehuda, yes. Tosos seemingly says no. But for the Ramban, it's not clear, but Pashas for the Ramban is that anyone from Malchus Beis David has a din of Melech, even though he's not necessarily governing over the entire nation. And anybody who does not come from Malchus Beis David does not have a din of Melech, like the Chashmonaim. This is not all Muchrach, this is just, you could still say that Chashmonaim had a din of Malchus, but they were punished nonetheless. Not Muchrach to say that. But now let's go on to discuss a little bit about the Malchus Beis David and their ability to judge. So we have right now, Rav Yosef says, the Mishnah says, Ein Dan Vein Dan El So, is referring to Malchus Beis Yisrael. But Malchus Beis David has the right to be done with Dan El So. So if, you know, I were to ask you, would there be any limitation? Actually, before that, I want to bring one Lech Mishnah I just saw before, which seems to indicate also that there's a din of Malchus to them as well, even if they don't come from Malchus Beis David. He says as follows, Lech Mishnah Hilchos Malachim Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, he writes that Malchus Beis David dino v'kevin dehem yuchon ladun, he writes, Hu adin Malchei Yisrael dechulim Malachim ninu. He seems to give them a full status of being Malachim as well. Let's read to the whole piece here to appreciate what's going on here. But it sounds like the only reason why they can't judge Malchei Yisrael because of the Gezerah. Had not been for the Gezerah, the din, the Gemara says they can judge. How could they judge? It must be they have a din of Malachim just like Malchus Beis David. So he also says the same thing that they're like the Ran, that there's a din of Malchus even to Malchus Beis Yisrael. So now, what areas would Malchus Beis David be able to judge? So Pashas of the Gemara and Daf Yutes says they could judge any case. Dini Mamnas, Dini Nefashos, there's no restrictions to them. But if you take a look at Tosos and Daf Yutes and Aleph, Tosos, Dibur Maskul, Aval Malchus Beis David, Dan V'Dan Nosa. And Tosos there asks the question, V'im Tomer V'chi Eich Yachal Ladun. How could they judge? V'ha Aminun La'el, we said earlier, Ein Moshivin Melech B'Sanhedrin. You're not allowed to have a Melech and Sanhedrin. Why not? Mishum Dechsiv Lo Sane Al Riv. Lo Sane Al Riv, the drush is Lo Sane Al Rav. You can't argue on the master, on the God of Hador, the Melech. You can't argue on him. So that's why you can't place him on Sanhedrin. So how could we have a case of Malchus Beis David Dan Ninoso, or Dan rather? They can't be put on Sanhedrin. Tosfos is Mechalik V'yeshlomer Dehacha Mairi Dafka Ladun Dina Mamanus. Here, you could place him in Dina Mamanus in the Bezdin of three. Dilo Ichbaslan Imlo Yuchla Lanos Achrav. We don't mind if you can't argue on them. Meaning, he refers to Gemara and Daflam and Bezim and Bez. Dine Mamonos Metzchilim Nehagadol. Let me explain. When it comes to Dine Nefashos, so the din is, you always go, maschil me'atzad. Me'atzad means the least amongst the dayanim. And you finish off with the greatest amongst the dayanim. Because if the melech speaks first, you can't argue on the melech. You can't argue on the bezdin, the dayan mufla, the rosh bezdin. You can't argue on it. So if he says chayiv, who am I to say zakai? If he says zakai, who am I to say chayiv? So when it comes to the dinei nefashos, we always go me'atzad. We start from the lowest guy, and you work your way up to the most important. But by Dine Mamanus, the din is, we start from the Gadol, the greatest one. Ah, you're going to tell me, how do you argue? You can argue on the Melech. We don't care, so don't argue. That's fine. So the Melech says Zakai, so everyone else says Zakai. The Melech says Chayef, everyone has to say Chayef. That undermines the entire court system. So there are different explanations, but one explanation brought, I think, by the Sun, I think, Magasi Yam says this, someone else, Achron explained, that because Mikra Din, Din Imamnus could be judged by Dan, even Dan Yechidi, the person could judge by himself. So if the Melech says, this is his Psak, that's a Psak. The other two are just adding on to him, but it could be really complete with the Melech himself. So whatever the reason, there are other Svaras as well, but by Din Imamnus, we don't mind that we start from the Melech. And therefore, if you start Dina Mamas with the Melech, everyone must agree with him, and there's no problem of Losan al Rif. But by Dina Fashas, where a person might get killed, and you have to have people to say the Emes, what they think is true. So if the Dayan goes first, the Melech goes first, you can argue Losan al Rif, Losan al Raf. You can argue on him. So if he goes first, everyone has got to say chayav. Everyone's got to say zaka. And so maybe put him last. So Tosfos doesn't say this, but the mashmalus from Tosfos is that you can't put the melech last. That's a bizayon. It's bizayon to make the king go last. He's sitting there twiddling his thumbs. You know, there's a din by machronim. There's a halacha, who you give first, who you give last. So depending on how people are there, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have like a few people there, so then you give the person benching. You know, but if there's a lot of people there, so then for the king, the Rav, to wait last, it's not right for him to wait last. So for him to wait sitting there with his hands dirty, he's not so coveted. So for the king to wait last to the person to judge, after 22 people go, and he's 23, he just sits there twiddling his thumbs. So it's not so nice to him. So for that reason, you can't win with the king. If he goes first, losan al riv. If he goes last, it's a bizarre for him to wait last. So that's why you can't have dina nefashos for the king. That's what Tosfos writes. But dina mamonos, that's fine. He'll speak first, and everyone's going to greet him. So he takes this gemara, he limits this application. It's not true that Malchus Beis David always judges. He only judges dina mamonos. So Tosfos does give an example. He gives an exception. There's an exception where even a dina nefashos, Malchus Beis David, could judge. And what's that? So just to finish the Tosfos, he writes kasha. Dafilu dina nefashos nami ashkecham. You have a case where even a Malchus Beis David could judge dina nefashos kedichsev ayachkor gam Davides charvo. He took his sword and yafiminei dina nefashos maschim yatzad. And David, as we know, was choshev David atzmo melch. He was a king. Heachayadan imahim. So the Gemara talks about he was involved in a case. The case of Novel, and Dina Nefashos, that he was more b'malchus. So how could you have a case of Dina Nefashos? And the Melch is going to judge in the case of Dina Nefashos, and he waited last, David Melch is the last one waiting. How could you let the king wait till the end? So Tosfos answers, V'yeshlomer keben shaya osa din l'chvodo. The whole din of Dina Nefashos of Novel was a l'chvod David Melch. Al shemarid Novabo. Novel married, he rebelled against him. He didn't care, it wasn't embarrassing to him. A typical case, if they're judging Reuven is Mechal Shabbos. To make the king wait to the end, it's a bizayon to wait to the end. But this particular Maisa, where David HaMelech was the one who was rebelled against, so for him to wait, he's willing to wait and forego his busha. We said a king who's mochel but kvodo, it's not mochel. So maybe we'll talk about this a little bit in a couple of days about that Indian, but leaving that aside, it's not embarrassing to him to wait till the end, and therefore he'd be allowed to. About Bashar Malchi Beis David, Vade in Dan in Dina Nefashos. But a stam case of Dina Nefashos, to have the king wait till the end, that won't be allowed. There's another shaila here as well. How could David, he was the Nogei B'davar. But either way, when it comes to in general, Dina Nefashos, Tosfos comes out, that Malchus Beis David cannot judge Dina Nefashos, only Dina Mamonos. Now the Ran argues on this. The Ran says differently. The Ran, I don't think if the Ran in front of you do. I don't think you do. The Ran in the Radbaz as well, in the Tshuvas, argues. Kamat say the same thing. And the Ran writes, this goes back to Yud Chesem Beis, Dumascha Ben Melech. He says, of course, Malchus Beis David could judge a case of Dina Nefashos. He says, only if he's part of the minion of Sanhedrin. If he's part of the minion of Sanhedrin, then he's allowed to. This is a very key line, we'll see. But if he's not part of the minion of Sanhedrin, he's present, then he can't be present, then he can't have a Dina Nefashos case. What does that mean? Let me read the words. He says, Hei Hashem Melechu mi minion ha Sanhedrin, where he's part of the Sanhedrin count. He knows already that you start from the side. He's going to go last. He comes in knowing he's going to go be the last. He's going to be the last one to speak. And he's not going to reveal. He's not going to show his cards until everyone else speaks first. Isn't that a bizayon? Right? Tosfos, that's a bizayon for him to wait. So you try to answer the question before I read the Ran. Why is that not a bizayon? What? Why is it covered? Okay, so it could be that. He doesn't say that. It could be, achron achron chaviv, if such a thing exists. to go through different sources when the first more kovedik, when the last more kovedik. But ah, very good. Excellent. So he says, "Vizel kvoda ki kachwa din." That's the din. That's the etzem din. To be the gadol, to go last. That's a kavod him. It's the greatest kavod there is. That's not a bizayon him. So you have to start now. Maybe we'll have to leave this for Wednesday. We talk about what's kavod, what's bizayonos. So what exactly machlokes in Tosus and the Ran here is then? Why would Tosus say this is not kavod? This is a great kavod for him. So you have to figure out what that means exactly. It's hard to know where do you draw the line. But the Ran felt it is kvodo ki kachu hadin. That's the halacha. Aval kishe einu min haminim. He's not part of the count. So he's not officially part of the Sanhedrin. But he shows up. And pamim yirte lachok imecha min Sanhedrin. He might raise his hand and argue. And once he says what he says, ikamishim losan el raf. He can't argue in the rav anymore. He can't argue in the melech anymore. If he's part of the count, so there's a list. He goes down the list. He knows he's going to stay quiet until it's his turn. Number 23, your turn now. Melech, you speak. But he's not part of the count, so there's no formality here. There's no rules. He might just, after the third guy goes, raise his hand, or may not even raise his hand and say, that guy's chayv. Nobody can argue. What comes out from this Ran, Rabaz, is that, while Tosa says, Malchus Beis David cannot judge a case of Dina Nefashis, only Dina Mamonos, other than that one case of David HaMelech, the Ran says that he can judge a Din Nefashis case, so long as he's part of the minyan, because that's his kvoda, to go last. Now, one last interesting application of the limitations of the Malchus Beis David is found in the Tosos on Yud Ches Mem Beis. And here, Dir Maskel V'ha'ein, Sanhedrin Tosos writes, Tema lefroch mimas nisin. Ask from the Mishnah that Tanan Melech lo dan. So the Gemara is talking about Ein Moshiv Melech Sanhedrin. So they ask from this Brisa. So why didn't they ask from the Mishnah right here? Ein Moshivin, rather Melech lo dan also. The old Ma'akamash Rolan. What's the Brisa adding? We already know from the Mishnah that you don't judge a king. So of course you don't put him on the Sanhedrin. He doesn't judge. You don't judge him. You don't judge him. He doesn't judge others. So vada, you don't place him in the Sanhedrin. V'yeshlomar dehada ein melech don hanimila levado bishum dein danin also. He can't judge by himself because you can't judge him. Dilo karina be his koshu v'koshu aval im acherim shapir matzidam. But to judge with others, that he's allowed to, the ein hadin nigmar al piv levad. It's not him alone. He's not making the final decision. He's adjoining with others. Now, just putting Tosfos together, it's not dinin nefashos, it's dinin mamonos. So dinin mamonos, in general, person, a dayan mumcha, could judge by himself. But a king can't judge by himself because ein danin also. So if ein danin also ein dan. But with others, to others, the bezin, he's not one who's been gomer al piv, then he'd be allowed to. That's what he writes. But he can't be judged by himself. He can't judge by himself. Comes along the Rajba. The Rajba says in the Shuvos, quoted by the Beis Yosef in Choshe Mishpat, Simon Shin Peches, says the complete opposite. He says, of course, this whole discussion of Daf Yutes here about the Malchus Beis David, Malchus Beis Yisrael, is referring to in a court system. But to judge on his own, of course he's allowed to. He's a melech. He does whatever he wants. There are no rules for melech. Of course he could judge on his own. Dan be'atzma. Well, Tosos writes that the melech cannot be dan levado. The Rajba says that he can be dan levado. He doesn't address what about this concept of his koshu v'koshu, why does that not apply? I think what he has to say here is that when the king judges on his own, is he acting, like we discussed earlier, is he acting b'chinas adayin? Or b'chinas amelch? Is he acting as a king or is he acting as a dayan? So Tosfos assumes he's acting as a dayan. He's acting as a dayan, and therefore we have the pasuk, his kosher v'kosher. If you can't judge the melech, he can't judge others. It's a din of regular dinim. But the Rajba says no. When the melech is judging by himself, he's not acting within the court system. within Sanhedrin, within Bezdin, within Dinim. He's acting as a melech. The melech does whatever he wants. He could build roads, he could take properties, he could judge, he could kill. That's not a din of Dionysus. That's a din of Malchus. Ah, you're the Pasuk, it's kosher for kosher, doesn't make a difference. It's not a bechina of din, it's a bechina of a Malchus. And for that reason, there are no rules. This whole discussion the Gemara is here referring to, working within the framework of Dionysus. But once he breaks through and the melech wants to judge because he wants to judge, because he feels a certain din, it's an Indian of Malchus, and there's no questions to be asked. So let's just quickly recap what we saw. We discussed about this chilik between the Malchus Beis David, Malchus Beis Yisrael, that Malchus Beis Yisrael, based on the Maaseh Shehaya and Yan HaMelech, they're not able to judge at all, based on the various reasons of they were Bali Gaiva, they didn't have humility, they didn't respect the Torah. Either way, Malchus Beis Yisrael were out of the picture of Dionysus, only Malchus Beis David. And we discussed further about whether Malchus Beis Yisrael has a din of Malchus to it or not at all. Maybe they're considered some type of hedyot. We saw the Tosas and Taf Chaf and the Ran and the Lecha Misha, whether they had a din of Melech or not a din of Melech. We discussed then the din of Malchus Beis David, in addition to that rather, the Isser, whether there's an Isser or not of another tribe, another Sheva to have a Melech. Ramban says there is such an Isser for Lo Yasu Sheva Yehuda. I didn't mention this, but the Rashbam on the Al Torah and the Ran in his Joshos all argue in the Ramban, they say there is no such Isser, it's just a Haftacha of some sort, but there's no Isser. Then we discussed, even within the Indian of the Malchus Beis David judging, we had limitations. The Tosas felt that's only true of Dina Mamunis, they could be a Dayan, but by Dina Nefashos, they would not be able to. The Ran and Radbaz argued and said, even by Dina Nefashos, they'd be able to, even though they'd go last, that was Mamish the Kvodo, because that's the following the Halacha, so they would do that. They would go last, and Dina Nefashos. Then finally, the Machlokas Tosas and Rashba, whether or not they could be Dayan on their own. But they could judge Levado, that perhaps was Tully on whether or not being Dayan Levado or Melch, is he working as a Dayan, in which case he would not be able to. If you can't judge him, you can't judge others. Or maybe he's working through a separate Indian, Bifnei Atzmo, as a Melch, and does not fall to the rules of regular Dayanus. Okay, tomorrow we're going to go through the Indian of a Melch and his ability to be made or not be made.